it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
The ghost hunters come in on the last Friday of every single month. They bring a report because, you know, we started talking to these guys, to Andy and everybody around Halloween, and it's such a cool segment. We'd have them in every day for the week of Halloween and playing audio and talking about their experiences doing ghost hunts. But the reality is they don't just ghost hunt in October. They do it year-round. It's a year 12-month hobby for them. So they have started coming in on the last Friday of every month and bringing audio of the best investigation they've done recently, and this one is in Marietta.
It is. This particular property is it's a law office in Marietta, and you know, it's a real unique experience when you find a property that you can continue to go back to time after time. It's a business, so they the lawyers obviously aren't there at night, so they kind of give us the ability to go in and do experimental investigations, use new equipment, new theories, things like that. For those of you, if it's your first time listening, pretty much what we do, again, I'm with the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, and we go in and conduct investigations in properties that have the that have claims of paranormal activity. And the majority of the true evidence that we have is what's known as an electronic voice phenomenon. And these voices, most of the time you don't hear them at the time. So everything that we'll play for you today are things that we heard after we conducted the investigation. We went back and actually heard these voices that we didn't hear at the time. It really is just wild. Now, the ones that I'm going to play for you tonight, we actually use this building. I'm not here to make anybody a believer. It doesn't matter to me if people believe what I play is real.
And it is worth noting, too, that Ghost Hunters doesn't charge you to come in and do an investigation. So people always like to make the allegation that, well, of course they found something because they didn't find something, people would want their money back.
Sure.
Right. This is a hobby to them. Mm-hmm. So the expense for the equipment is all theirs. The time is their own investment. Mm-hmm. And the service is free to anybody who wants it, meaning if they don't find anything, they got no problem saying we didn't find anything.
Right. Sure. And honestly, that very rarely happens that we don't find anything. I really think these things are everywhere. I think they're among us.
That's comforting.
At work, at home, at the grocery stores. I think they're everywhere, just based on the number of these things that we've captured all over Metro Atlanta. And while we are, basically everything we do has always been self-funded, one thing that I do open it up to is for the public to go on a ghost hunt with us. They can conduct the investigation with us, and then we actually listen to the audio that night straight out of the recorder, so they know I didn't have time to jack with it. And that's actually where these came from, is one of those guest investigations. And, you know, most people have some sort of belief in this, but they want to experience it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity. It allows us to fund the team, get new equipment, allow us to travel. So it's a great way for people to believe and also to help us fund the team, which is nice.
And sometimes when we play this audio back, you can hear it better in your cars than we can hear it in our headphones in the studio. So if you want to call up and give your opinion on what you've heard, call up 741-Q100.
404-741-Q100.
Wendy's working so hard.
And you're doing a great job.
Yes,
you're doing
you
a great
awesome.
Job. now we're going to test you.
The EVPs are going to make more sense than you are. But that's cool.
All right. So this is, again, the Marietta Law Office. And like I was saying, is when we go back to a property time after time after time, we can truly start to see progress in that particular property and in the investigations themselves, where they realize why we're there. They know we hear them because we go back and repeat the things they just said. So it started off this particular house, and there's still some few light whispers. Majority of the EVPs were very faint. You could hear them off in the distance, but they weren't right up on the recorder. But now we've been going there for the past 6 weeks or so. There's been a steady progression in this house, and they're getting closer to the recorders. Mm-hmm. Physical things are starting to happen. Things are starting to shake. Footsteps, hearing voices now. So I think that the more we conduct investigations, the better the progress is. So cool EVPs. This first one was actually just caught last Friday. We were just getting started, about to go lights out, everybody begin the investigation, so we hadn't even really started recording. Mm-hmm. And again, we have recorders just kind of laying all over the place because you never know when and where you're going to catch one. So I'm just about to go lights out, and a voice just comes across right up on the recorder that says, "Now what?"
Oh, yep. That's a clear one.
And that was a very, very good one. I hate that it's clipped so short, but it's basically just me turning the lights out, and then it just says, "Now what?" Yeah, you can definitely hear that one. The last one's the creepiest, though. That one was one of my favorites.
Creepy. It
was.
What do you mean by lights out? Like, you just, I mean, physically turn the lights out and y'all are still there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What we do is, you know, we turn all the lights off in the house. It, first of all, it makes it a little bit creepier. And, you know, everybody, at least I like to be creeped out. So that's one aspect of it. But also, when you take away your sense of vision, your hearing is increased at that point. You can hear everything. I mean, I don't know if you guys, when you were on your ghost hunt, if you heard stomachs growl. I mean, every small little sound that your body makes, you hear when you're on a ghost hunt.
Jen farted once. I heard that.
Bert crying.
Yeah.
That was when he was in the fetal position at the haunted hotel a couple years ago. So, all right. So the next one, this one, what's interesting is I think in some of these, there's a woman talking, but we have a man, a woman, and a child that we've all heard their voices out of this house. But this one, a little bit off in the background, but it just says, "Do it." And this is right after we had just asked it to make a noise somewhere in the house. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I heard it. It's right at the end. Yeah. Okay. Really faint.
All right.
Play it again.
What does it say?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
very
so
faint.
That one's pretty faint. This next one I thought was just kind of weird. It says, "I want more water." Now, none of us were drinking any water. I don't want people like drinking in the middle of investigations because just taking the lid off makes all kinds of weird noises. But we clearly caught a voice that says, "I want more water." So I guess they drink when they're dead. Again, it's awfully faint, but it's in the background and it says, "I want more water."
Well, it's like Wendy said, you probably hear that clearer in your car than we do in our headphones.
This might be one where the phones light up and people say, "He didn't say, I want more water. He said, these girls got cookie stink," or something totally different.
Got cookie what?
Stinks.
There's definitely something there. Mm-hmm. There's definitely something there. The best we can make out of it was, "I want more water."
Okay.
This next one's pretty clear, and it just says, "Flying solo." Sounds like a woman's voice. It just says, "Flying solo." And again, we don't hear these things at the time. None of these did we actually hear while we were there. It's just a weird kind of electronic voice off in the background. And I can pick these things out. I mean, most people would listen to the audio and probably never catch these things because they're so far off in the background. I just, you know, when you go back, if anybody, you know, does the cemetery or anything like that, you've really got to listen to the fuzz in the background. If you hear most of these that we actually hear, the first one was definitely very clear, but most of these are off in the background.
Because the theory is that the spirits can alter the electronic part of it. So it's not like they're actually speaking, but they're manipulating the
white
electronic
noise.
Waves.
Yeah, it's the white noise that's off in the background. And interesting thing about white noise is it's basically every bit of when you turn your TV on, all the fuzz and all the white noise on radios is actually leftover from the Big Bang. So, I mean, it's just static energy in the air. So it's interesting that it's all in that background. We actually have really high quality recorders. I mean, I've seen the one you have. It's one of those deals. You almost have to back it down to a lower setting so it records with more white noise in the background.
And when you do an investigation, how many times how long do you go over the audio to capture all these or to actually, you know?
Oh, it takes forever. It takes forever. The guest investigations, what we do so that way they can kind of leave that night, because I've got just a really good ear for picking these out, is we actually listen to all the audio before they leave, so that way I've kind of helped them catch these EVPs. But I do it over speakers. It's much better when you put on a set of headphones. I mean, it just changes everything at that point. Obviously, listening to it over the car, I just can't play an entire investigation over the air. I'd love to. I'm sure we catch more stuff.
It'd be better than some shows we've done.
Yeah, exactly.
The spirits can do it.
Now, I hope this next one's on there, because I think he said there was only 5 clips, but there should be 6. Okay, good.
There's 6.
Wonderful. This next one, again, off in the background, but it says, "Are you?"
It's like a whisper.
Yeah. There's actually something at the end of it now that I hear it.
Yeah, I can hear something at the very end. Yeah, the very end. Something, but...
One more time. I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to that one.
And just like, huh.
I just heard something new. All right, this next one, super creepy. I love it. 2 weeks ago, I guess, maybe it was 3 weeks ago, like I said, physical activity started happening in the house. Because it's a law office, she had a Scales of Justice sitting on their conference table, and there's a candle on each end. And we had been there at least 5 or 6 times before then, and the everything on the table stayed perfectly still. Well, on this particular investigation, when we caught this next EVP, the candles would sit there and vibrate, and we sat there for like an hour and a half having a yes and no conversation with this thing.
The flame on the candles or
the actual
candle?
Candles themselves? Yeah, they weren't lit, but they would just sit there and shake, and it was the weirdest experience. Also, all of us experienced it in the room. Like, literally, the floor wouldn't just shake. It would have, like, a wave in it. It was the craziest experience because it would, like, roll from one end of the room to the other.
Uh-huh.
But everybody felt, and everybody explained it, as a wave. It was just weird. I've never had anything like that happen before or since at that property, or ever before, honestly, where the floor waves. But it was creepy. So, but at the time when this whole thing is shaking... We caught a child's voice, and children always freak me out.
Yeah,
you know?
Children and these EVPs and singing just are a little creepy.
Well, this one's definitely creepy, and it's as the candles are shaking, and it's a child that clearly says, "This is no whisper. You scared them."
Oh, my God.
Tell me that's not creepy.
Whoa.
When I heard that, it was just, I mean, the whole room just kind of like.
Oh, God.
Just got a total creep in it. So this house. And we don't bring kids on
There's
the investigation.
No children on the
Not at all.
Wow.
No.
That's freaky.
Is that not freaky? So I love my job. God, I love my job. I mean, how where in the world can you get something like that?
And it's still dark outside, so people are freaking out.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's the best time for you to come in, too.
And just so you know,
looking in their back seat.
Tracy and Bert intentionally schedule ghost hunters before the sun comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's shit. Play that one more time. How freaked are you if you're at home alone?
Are you in your car? Like you said, you're looking in your back seat, rear view mirror right now.
Play the one where Andy heard something after "Are you?" and then something. Do you have that one?
Hey, are you ready, maybe?
Hey, that's what Colleen thinks.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Colleen?
Yeah?
Hey, where are you listening to these? Are you in your car? Or are you...
I'm actually in my bedroom, but I have, like, a really good stereo system.
Okay, and what's it sound like to you?
Are you ready?
Are you home alone?
Yeah,
that's kind of freaky.
I'm kind of like freaked out, and I like totally believe in ghosts because I've had like experiences.
I think there's I think there's a little kid in your closet.
Oh my God.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.